ויהב יעקב את רחל, ויאמר, אברך שבע שנים ברחל בתך הקטנה. And Yaakov loved Rachel, and he said, I will work for you for 7 years, for Rachel, your daughter, the younger one. The first part of the Shet, Rashi comments, the 7 years, this will be the Yamim Achadim, as will be a theme running through the amount of time that Yaakov works for Rachel. This is the Yamim Achadim, a little bit of time that Rivki Menu says that, oh, you'll go to Uncle Lavan for Yamim Achadim, a little bit of time, until your brother's anger subsides. Rashi also says, why is it Rachel Bitcha Katana? Because Lavan was known to be a swindler, a tricky guy, a Ramai, and therefore Yaakov specified exactly what he was looking for. Rachel, not anyone else. Bitcha, your daughter. Right? Not Rachel Schwartz or Rachel Dweck or anyone else. Rachel, daughter of Lavan. And lest you try to switch out Leah with Rachel, no, Haketana. Vayomer Lavan, Tov Titi Osa Lach, Mi Titi Osa Liish Acher, Shava Imadi. Lavan said it was better to give her to you than to give her to another man. Stay with me. Ve'yavod Yaakov b'Rachel sheva shanim v'yu be'enav k'yamim achadim v'avaso osa. And Yaakov worked for Rachel 7 years, and it was in his eyes like just a couple of days because of his love for her. And a couple of days, again, this is a call out to what his mother said, how long he would be away. Ve'yomer Yaakov elavan hava li ishti ki malu yamai v'avoa alea. And Yaakov said to Lavan, give me my wife, because my days have been completed, and I will be with her. Rashi comments and says, I will be with her. That sounds like a very coarse way to speak. However, in order to have children yet, it seems appropriate, says Rashi. Also, Milu Yamai, that my days have been completed, either the days that my mother told me how long this would take, or My days are coming to an end. I'm supposed to have 12 tribes. I'm 84 years old. Time is not waiting for no one, he says. The yes of Lavan is called Anshi Amakum Vayas Mishta. And Lavan gathered all of the men of the place, and he made a party. Vahi be'er v'ikach es Leia bito, v'yaveo sa'ilav v'yavo elea. And that night, Lavan took Leah, his daughter, and he brought her to Yaakov, and Yaakov was with her. Vayitin Lavan es Zilpa Shivcha so Lelea Bito Shivcha. And Lavan gave his Shivcha Zilpa to Leah, his daughter, to be a servant. Rashi will say later that Zilpa is the younger servant as opposed to the older servant, who is Bilha, and he starts to confuse Yaakov in this way also by giving the younger servant to the older daughter. Vayhiba Boker Vahinehi Leah. And then all of a sudden in the morning it was Leah, it wasn't Rachel. Vayomer Lavan, Mazos Hasisali. And Yaakov said to Lavan, what did you do to me? Hello, Rachel avadati imach. Velama rimisani. Didn't I work for Rachel for 7 years? Why did you fool me? Rashi commenting on the word vayhi means something sudden. All of a sudden in the morning she was Leah? She was already Leah last night. What does it mean? Vayhi baboker. Oh, all of a sudden. And he explains that because Rachel gave Leah all of the passwords and codes that they made up to try to avoid Lavan's deceit, so it seems that she was Rachel last night. And in the morning, there was incontrovertible evidence that it was Leah and not Rachel. Vayomer Lavan lo yaseh chen bimkomenu. Lavan said, we don't do this around here. Lasis hatzi'ir lifni habechira, to give the younger daughter away before the older daughter is married. Male shavua zos, v'nitnalacha gam es zos ba'avoda asher tavori madi. Od sheva shanim acheros. And Lavan said, complete this 7 days of rejoicing after you've married Leah, and then afterwards you will marry Rachel and then work for another 7 years for me. Vayas Yaakov Kain v'yimale shavua zos v'yiten lo es Rachel bito lo le'isha. And Yaakov did this. They had 7 days of celebration together, and then Lavan gave him Rachel, his daughter, to be his wife. Vayiten Laban l'Rachel bito es Bilha shivchaso, la l'shivcha. And Laban gave Rachel his daughter, Bilha, his servant, so that she should be a servant for Rachel. Vayavo gam el Rachel, vayahav gam es Rachel, mileya, vayavorimo od sheva shanim acheros. And he was with Rachel, and he loved Rachel more than Leah, and he worked for 7 more years. Rashi adds that these 7 more years, Yaakov worked just as honestly as he did for Leah, he did for Rachel, despite the fact that Laban swindled him. Vayar Hashem ki snu Leah v'yivtach es rachma v'rachel akara. And Hashem saw that Leah was hated and opened her womb, but Rachel was still barren. V'tar Leah v'telet ben v'tikra shmo Reuven ki amra ki ra Hashem ba'oni ki ata yehivani ishe. And Leah conceived and gave birth to a son, and she called him Reuven, and she said, because Hashem has seen my disgrace, and now my husband will love me. Rashi adds that she says, look, Reuven, look at the difference between me and my firstborn and my father-in-law's firstborn. My father-in-law's firstborn sold his bechora, and my firstborn, even though the Bechorah went to Yosef, he didn't try to fight with him about it, and he even tried to save him from the pit. Fatahaod, Vitalid ben Vitomer ki Shama Hashem ki snu anochi vaitenli gam esze vitikrush moshiman. She conceived again and gave birth, saying, this is because Hashem heard that I was hated, and he gave me the son, and she called him Shimon. Vatarod v'telet ben v'tomer ata hapam yilave yishi alai, ki yiladati lo shlosh avanim alken krashmo Levi. She conceived again, and she gave birth to a son, and she said, this time my husband will accompany me, because I gave him 3 sons, and therefore she called him Levi. This time he'll accompany me for 3 sons, Rashi says, because the Imahos knew about this prophecy. They maybe even prophesied this prophecy of that there will be 12 Shvatim, and since he will marry 4 wives, each one will have to have 3 sons in order for to make the math work. And now that Yaakov will see that I gave him 3 sons, that I am supposed to be part of this, supposed to be part of this family, I'm supposed to be part of this goral, this destiny with him, because I've part of the fulfillment of this prophecy. Also, accompanied, Rashi brings a midrash that says that Gavriel came and said, you should call him Levi, because he's going to be accompanied with, and is 24 different matnos kahuna that his descendants will receive. V'tahar od v'telet ben v'tomer hapam odes Hashem alken krash mo Yehuda v'tamod miledes. She conceived once again and she gave birth to a son and said, this time I will thank Hashem. So therefore she called him Yehuda, and then she stopped having children. Rashi adds, this time I will thank, because now she's gotten more than her portion. If you have 4 wives, each one having 3 sons, making 4 times 3 equals 12, now she has 4 sons, and 4 sons is more. She has nothing but gratitude towards Hashem. V'tera Rachel ki lo yolada lo Yaakov v'tikane Rachel b'achosa v'tomer el Yaakov havali banim v'im ayin mesa anochi. Rachel saw that she did not give birth to any children to Yaakov and became jealous of her sister. And she said to Yaakov, give me children, because if you do not, I will die. Rachel thought that, why is it that my sister has children and I don't? She thought it was because that she has more ma'asim tovim than I do, and that must be the reason, Rachel said. And she said, give me children in the same way that your father davened for your mother. Please do the same for me, because if not, I feel as if I'm dead. I am in such pain. V'yichar af Yaakov b'Rachel, and Yaakov became angry with Rachel. V'yomer hatachas elokim anochi asher mana mimech pri vaten. Am I in the place of God that who withheld from you children? Rashi explains that Yaakov also said, this is not the same as my father and my mother, because my father had no children, and I do have children. The Midrash says that Yaakov is punished for speaking in such a way to a woman who's so hurt and in such pain. For Tomer, Hine Amasi Vilha Boeleha Veselet Al Birkai Veibane Gam Anochi Mimena. She said, "Here is my servant Bilha, be with her, and she'll give birth, and I will be built also from her." Rachel, who seems to have a very, very good knowledge of Yaakov's family history, said, "Well, in the same way that Tzar brought Hagar into the family in order to have children, and was thought to be built through Hagar's children, so too I will do the same with Bilha by introducing a co-wife, which is called a tzara, which it's hard to share anything, let alone a husband. Then I will be built like Sarah." Vatitin lo es Bilha shivcha asa leisha v'yavo aliya Yaakov. Rachel gave Yaakov Bilha, her servant, to be his wife, and Yaakov lived with her. Vatar Bilha v'tela dila Yaakov ben, and Bilha conceived and gave birth to a son to Yaakov. Vatomer Rachel daneni Elokim v'gam shama b'koli v'iten li ben al ken kara shemo dan. Rachel said, "Akash Baruch Hu judged me and tested me, and then listened to my voice, and he gave me a son, and therefore she called him Dan." Rashi says, "And I passed the test." Fatar od v'telet Bilha shifchas Rachel ben sheni liYaakov, and Bilha conceived again and gave birth to a second son to Yaakov. Fatomer Rachel, "Naftuli Elokim niftalti im achosi gam yecholti tikra shemo Naftali." The name Naftali is based on either plotting, toltol, or ptil as a lashon of the book of attachment, or as a lashon of tefillah. So either one of these uses, any of these uses are used, whether it was that she connected with Bilha, going with the idea that maybe Bilha is also her sister, I was mechubar, is connected to her, and through her was able to be built, or I used different tactics, and then through her I was able, through these tactics I was able to be built, or I was able to daven, and through this davening I was able to be built, and therefore his name is Naftali. V'teira Leia ki amda miledes v'tikach es zilpa shivchasa v'titen osa liYaakov liisha. And Leia saw that she was no longer having children, and she gave Zilpa, her servant, to Yaakov as a wife. V'telet Zilpa shivchas Leia liYaakov ben. And Zilpa gave birth to a son to Yaakov. Rashi comments, "Wait a second, it doesn't say v'tahar, that she conceived and was pregnant. It just says she gave birth. Because, Rashi says, because she was the youngest, her pregnancy was not seen at all. And as a result, she gave birth without being seen that she conceived and was pregnant." Again, this fits back to the idea that Zilpa was the youngest of the servants, and as a result, she was given to Leah in order to confuse Yaakov. Tomar Leah, Bagad, Vatikra Shmo God. And Leah said, "Bagad, God has arrived," and she called him God. What does God mean? God means a good mazel, good luck, good fortune. Good fortune has come, and that's why she called him God. Bagad also can mean that he came mahul, he came circumcised, or God meaning circumcised, or also Bagad also can mean that this is treachery, that you were able to have a child with my shefcha, not with me. Those are the pshatim that Rashi brings. V'telet Zilpa shefchas Leia ben sheni liYaakov, and Zilpa, servant of Leia, gave birth to a second son to Yaakov. V'tomer Leia, and Leia said, "Be'oshri ki ishruni banos v'tikra shmo Asher." And Leia said that this is my happy is my lot, that I'll be happy and praised amongst women, and she called his name Asher, meaning fortunate, praiseworthy, and happy.